5-yard penalty against Snow. Mike, this is a case where Snow has looked so dominant for three quarters of this game, and then suddenly Dixie coming back and Snow struggling here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the offense from Snow College has really looked ragged this afternoon. I think, though, that the first touchdown gave the spark to Dixie that they needed, and the offensive team from Dixie, which has played a good year all year, getting on there and getting into the backfield, not allowing a quarterback from Snow time to throw, and that's really been the difference.
Dixie trying for the good run back if they can, and now it will be a case of place kicking the football from the 15-yard line. Let's double check and see who the man is. It's going to be Leonard Chitty, and Chitty can boom that football. Dixie wants the run back if they can get it. But Chitty will place kick it now and into the sun. The kick by Chitty is high and will be coming down to Kahui at the 29-yard line. Kahui right up the middle of the field is decked at the 43, and that's about a 2-yard loss from where the football would have been otherwise. So it'll be first and 10 at the Dixie 43, so you lose 2 yards and pick up some bruises. I'm not sure if that was valuable. 4:09 left in the football game as Dixie takes the football, trailing by 11 points, 26 to 15. Snow 26, Dixie 15. Dixie has scored the last 15 points after Snow scored the first 26. Bryant Hill to the left, Johnny Brown to the right. In motion is Kirk Miller, left to right. Pitch goes back to Kahui on the end around. Here comes Brown again. Gamble looking for a block to throw. Brown inside the 40, down at the 39, first down. And as Gamble went for the block, he couldn't find anybody. The man sidestepped him. That was Cornell Holloway, just went right around Gamble, so it'll be first and 10 at the 39-yard line on that end around again, and Dixie in good field position at the Snow 39. First and 10 for the Rebels. Clock running with 3:54 left in the game. Back to pass, Gamble. Gamble shapes up, has a little time, throws over the middle, has a complete to Wade. First down. Wade took his lumps from Pasa Takuafu, but put it at the 22-yard line, and Wade, high in the air, caught the football with great concentration. First down and 10 at the Snow 22, and Mike, Snow being eaten up by the Dixie offense in the fourth quarter. This is a different ball club.
Totally different ball game from what we saw in the first three quarters, Larry.
Wide receivers each side. Mike Gamble back to pass, under pressure, throwing into the end zone. There is Brown, incomplete, pass interference. Bronco Mendenhall and Johnny Brown. Brown had it into and out of his hands, but Mendenhall, or did they call offensive pass interference? Apparently it's offensive pass interference, and Dave Mossman and a couple of Snow players waving at the Dixie crowd like, take that, take that. And so the offensive pass interference with 3:31 left, as Brown apparently pushed off, loss of down, loss of yardage, put it back at the Snow 37-yard line and make it second down, 25 yards to go. Pass interference by Dixie's Johnny Brown. Wide receivers each side, second and 25. Back to pass, Gamble under pressure, throwing deep to the left side. There's Bryant Hill, knocked away by Holloway. Holloway got in front of Hill. Hill right at the goal line. And the pass was online, but Hill could not come up with it because of Holloway. Mike?
That's right, Larry. I was just going to mention a few moments because we look back at plays in this ball game that could tell a lot of that particular play just a few seconds ago where the call went against the offense. Maybe one of the bigger plays. Had it gone, of course, against the defense, Dixie would have been really knocking at the door with the time running out now on the Rebels.
3:25 left in the football game. Dixie trailing by 26-15. Doc Savage to the right, Ryan Hill to the left. Here comes the pressure from Snow. Gamble under pressure, throwing the pass intended for Kirk Miller. Knocked away, almost intercepted by David Mossman. Miller was just about a half step behind, and Mossman knocked it up into the air. No one nearby to grab it, but that's an incompleted pass. Mossman had the best shot at it. Fourth down, 25 yards to go. Mike?
Yeah, really a break for Dixie that time. Mossman actually had it in his arm. Should have intercepted the ball. It was there and ready for it. Couldn't quite haul it in, though. And now, again, Dixie facing a very big fourth down play.
Fourth down and 25 yards to go for the first down. Dixie down by 11 points with 3:19 left in a game. Dixie must get the first down. Must get that first down. Wide receiver right is Wade. To the left is Bryant Hill. Mike Gamble has thrown the ball well this fourth quarter. Back to pass. Gamble shaping up deep over the middle. Intended for Brown. Into and out of his hands. In the end zone. Incomplete. Snow takes over. Brown had his hands on it. Ryan Campbell right there with him. Brown could not hang on to it. And Mike, oh, within inches.
Yeah, we mentioned it many, many times, a game of inches. He realized exactly how many plays are, you know, won or lost by a couple of inches that time. The ball was there, but Campbell was there about the same time, and just off his fingertips instead of 6 points. It's Snow's football now with 3:13 remaining in the game.
First down and 10 at the Snow 30, just short of the 37-yard line. Some of the fans starting to leave now. Charlie, has your heart started yet?
That should have been a touchdown.
So close. Off the fingertips. And Snow College to try to nurse that clock down. Handoff goes to Budge, and Dixie will be trying to tackle the football as much as anything. No gain on the play. There on the tackle is Dave Stoder. Also there on the tackle is Dennis Wildman. Quite a courageous comeback by Dixie. And Snow College, leading this league with an undefeated record and showing why, as they were able to take on the challenge and dodge it. Make it second down. About 9.5 yards to go, just on the Dixie side of the Snow 37-yard line. Sean Daniels back in there, running back. Also Budge, handoff goes to Daniels. Daniels buries his head and tries to get some yardage up to the 39-yard line. Gang tackling and the clock running with 2:25 left in the game. Timeout called by Dixie. 2:24 left in the game. 26-15. Snow back in 60 seconds.
Beautiful walls have never been easier. Hundreds and hundreds of beautiful new wallpaper selections now at super sale prices at Jones Paint and Glass. Save 50 to 75% on all in-stock wallpaper. These beautiful single rolls won't cost you a penny, over $6.99. Wow, what a savings, and you choose from the latest colors and designs. You'll find the selections at Jones Paint and Glass are the newest arrivals from the designers, too. See Stephanie and see how easy and inexpensive it is to add new personality to your home. Jones Paint and Glass on East Tabernacle.
Hey, time out! Time out! Hey, listen up, you guys. Be a winner and hike on over to the new Paula's Mexican restaurant on the ridge. Paula's new delicious menu is as good as a touchdown. Paula's new restaurant is almost as big as our field, and you're sure to score points with the great atmosphere and the city view. There's just no way you can lose at Paula's. It's definitely not out of bounds. Make Paula's Mexican Restaurant on the Ridge your goal. Now get out there and fight, 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 fight!
In the fourth quarter, Larry, it's BYU leading Wyoming 59-0.
59-0, BYU in the fourth quarter. Thank you, Todd. Third down, just short of the 40-yard line. Third down and a short 8 yards to go for Snow College. 2:24 left in the football game. Greg Croshaw talking with the officials back there. On the quarterback keeper, Kevin White is going to turn upfield. White's going to have some running room. White is going to be buried, but it will be about a yard short of the first down. White, courageous at that point, taking off. Bruce Bishop on the tackle. White just sent everybody one way and kept the football, went the other way. Kevin White, about a yard short. Put it at the Snow 46-yard line. Fourth down and a yard to go. And Mike, Dixie will get the football again. They want the timeout again with 2:03 left in the game. Let's just take another 30-second break and be right back. 26-15, Snow with the lead.
Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3 and 400 East. The new credit union building will be big and beautiful, and it's going to need a new name. The rapid growth all over southern Utah necessitates a name change for the St. George Federal Credit Union. And because they value your opinion, they're offering a $100 prize for the winning suggestion. Anyone can enter, but all entries must be in before November 1st. The St. George Federal Credit Union, still growing to better serve you.
2:03 left in the game. Greg Croshaw talking to his troops. And Mike, it's really down, not quite the panic time, but it's going to be tough to come up with anything.
Yeah, 2:03 remaining, as you mentioned, Larry, an 11-point lead. I would say if it's not, it's very, very close to that time because they've got to get some points on the board immediately, and then they've got to get the ball back in the hands of the offense, of the Snow College offense. So the Dixie defense has got their work cut out for them.
Snow College looks like they're going to gamble. Fourth down and a yard to go on their own side of the field. The Dixie defense is going to be faced with Snow trying to get that 1 yard, and this is going to be the challenge again. 2:03 left in the game. There is enough time. Can Snow get that 1 yard? Will you keep it? Kevin White, and that's the next question. Dixie almost encroached. Long count. White gets the call and may not have got the first down. Did he get it? Looks like he's going to be short, Mike. Dixie almost made contact along that line, and Snow, I think, was hoping for the 5-yard penalty, and Dixie just barely held back.
Yeah, I think that was the reason, of course, for the long count, was to try and draw the defense off. They almost did. Almost does not count. Now they're going to have to unravel that big pile of players and see just how close they got to the first down marker.
With a minute 59 left in the game, the question is, did Kevin White get the first down? And I'm sure we're going to have a measurement on this one. Capco Petroleum in southern Utah is the place that runs the C-Mart stores, remember? They're in Circleville, Mesquite, two in Cedar City, and, of course, the one by the Hilton Inn in St. George. Snow College anxious on this one. Dixie anxious on this one. Is it first down? Kevin White signaling first down, but the officials measuring closely, and I think it's going to be, no, it's first down, Snow, by inches. And Dixie pleading with the officials right now, Mike, it isn't by much. If Kevin White got it, he got it by an inch.
And that would be a stretching it, too. They're going to get the flag. We're going to get it against Dixie. They were really upset. They wanted it stretched out again. They wanted the recall. And they did not get it. And see what they got is the flag. And that'll probably about wrap it up.
First down and 10 at the Snow 47-yard line. 15-yard penalty. Apparently, Dixie said something sweet to Snow College. Or to the official, I should say. And that's the 15-yard penalty. It was one of the Dixie players. Dave Stoder staring down an official about that particular call. Dixie gave it all they had. Put it at the Dixie 38-yard line. First down and 10, and Snow College, a minute 42 left in the game. Slant the running backs, Kevin White, just fall on the football. And White will take a loss back to the 41-yard line. A loss of 3 yards on the play. Dixie out of timeouts at this point. Second down, 13 yards to go, and it's just a matter of running the time off the clock right now. The fans starting to leave. Dixie will go to 7-3 on the year and drop into fourth place in the Western States Football League. Snow College will clinch at least a tie for the championship. Kevin White back to the 44-yard line. Snow College trying to protect their quarterback on the snap. Third down and 16 yards to go. 52 seconds left in the football game. Snow College has enough time now to just run the rest of the time off the clock. 38 seconds, 37 seconds. Dixie trailing 26-15, and it's just a matter of running the time off the clock. Kevin White steps back and goes to the 47-yard line. Knocked over by Dixie's James Turner, but it was just bumped over. Nothing, no real hard tackle at all. Fourth down with 16 seconds left. The clock running, put it back at the Dixie 46-yard line. Fourth down and 18 yards to go. And Snow College ready to celebrate as they've clinched at least a tie for the Western States Football League Championship. They will at least share the championship. Dixie and Snow shaking hands at midfield. Anthony Savage coming over to the far side to talk to the officials about something. And Savage, upset, I'm sure is upset about the call on the offensive pass interference. I thought it was Johnny Brown. Apparently it was Savage out there. The man who was the man on the pass interference call. And Savage talking to the officials. He made a beeline for the officials to talk about that one. A gallant effort by Dixie falls short. And on homecoming, Snow College remains undefeated. will move at least stay number three in the rankings. You can't see them dropping at all and maybe moving higher. Probably has clinched a berth in a postseason bowl. Maybe has eliminated Dixie from a postseason bowl berth. But Snow comes up with a victory 26-15. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back. Recap the scoring. Recap the statistics. Back in 90.
Cafco Petroleum of Cedar City and the C-Mart convenience stores in Mesquite, St. George, at the Hilton, and at each of the three I-15 exits of Cedar City, along with the C-Mart store in Circleville, are pleased and proud to be part of the Dixie College football sponsorship. Enjoy the game and enjoy the convenience of the C-Mart stores, too. Check them for fast, convenient service for gasoline, snacks, and groceries.
Just for coming in to take a tour of the new Bradshaw RV Center, you can be treated to a barbecued steak dinner for two. Two nights at an RV resort nearby, and two nights lodging. Come in and get the details. See the wonderful new facilities for RV enthusiasts. A 12-bay service garage, free sanitary dump station, a magnificent parts store, propane servicing, and new and used motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels at Bradshaw RV Center.
Dixie Trophy has something for everyone. Sport fans, club members, school teachers, employers, professionals, cowboys, church leaders, and teachers will find a large selection of awards for their own specific organization. Dixie Trophy can also personalize t-shirts and caps with your message or picture, and their computerized engraver ensures prompt and accurate engraving on business signs, name tags, and plaques. See the trophy people at Dixie Trophy on North Bluff.
Larry, it was BYU over Wyoming, 59-0.
That was the final, 59-0, BYU over Wyoming. Thank you, Todd, for that. Of course, Utah defeating Utah State earlier today, 34-7. We haven't heard a final yet on Western State and Southern Utah State. Final on Briggs and Eastern Arizona. That final ended up as, let me try that one again. That final ended up as 54-6. Ricks College coming up with a victory over Eastern Arizona. Eastern Arizona stays without a win on the year. Eastern Arizona expecting to have one of their best teams in history, and Dixie took care of that early, and since then Eastern Arizona's been on a downhill slide and has gone without a win this year, and Eastern Arizona will finish at home against CEU next week. That might be a chance for a win. We'll have to wait and see about that. Final score here, 26-15, Snow over Dixie. Most of the scoring for Snow took place in the first half and resulted from some mistakes by Dixie. First of all, a fumble by Glenn Evans early in the first quarter set up a touchdown drive that began at the Dixie 46-yard line and finished with a 20-yard run by Tim Shedrick with 8:40 left in the first quarter. The point after added by Leonard Chitty. Leonard Chitty came up with the point after and make it 7-0. The punt by the fake punt by Troy Campbell. And the fake punt by Troy Campbell. Campbell trying to get the punt away, missed the kick. And tried for the pass and then could not find a receiver downfield, then missed the kick. On the second attempt for the punt was just taken away from the football altogether, and Snow College took over at the 48-yard line. An ineligible receiver downfield penalty against Snow College did not deter the Badgers, and with 10 left in the first quarter of play, a 57-yard field goal by Leonard Chitty once again made it 10-0. Following a fumble by Mike Gamble on a missed snap with 5 seconds left in the first quarter of play, Snow College took the football at their own 48-yard line and finished with a 23-yard field goal by Chitty one more time with 12:09 left in the ball game. And then following a punt by Dixie, Snow took the football with 28 on their own 28-yard line. Pass interference call on Troy Turner set Snow College back from their own, the pass interference call put Snow at the Dixie 45-yard line, then a 15-yard penalty moved Snow back to the 40-yard line. Following an incompleted pass with 7:06 left in the first half, Kevin White hit number 85, Chris Patinet, with a 60-yard touchdown pass, and it was a case of Dixie just missing the pass interception as Darren Lambert had to go against Patinet with the concentration. Ended up getting the football and running in for the touchdown. Almost tripped up, but kept his feet just enough. Stumbled into the end zone. Got the touchdown. That made it 19-0. The point after by Chitty one more time made it 20-0. Then with 4:03 left in the first half of play, Snow College began a drive that included a pass interference call or pass interception by Darren Lambert that was taken away on a roughing the passer call, and we had a couple of those today against Dixie with 2:49 left. Snow got the football back and then finished with a 27-yard field goal by Chitty with 1:11 left in the first half of play. That made it 23-0. Second half of play began with Dixie not being able to move the football, giving up the football to Snow at the Dixie 38-yard line. Then, on the first series of downs, Snow able to push it down to the Dixie 18, a 36-yard field goal by Chitty, finished the scoring for Snow College with 10:20 left in the third quarter of play. It looked like Snow was just going to totally dominate the rest of the ball game, but that was the end of Snow scoring, 26-0. Following a fumble by Shedrick late in the third quarter, Dixie able to push across a touchdown with 3:04 left as Mike Gamble from 14 yards out sent everybody to the left, came back to the right, got the 14-yard touchdown run point after by Wagstaff, and that made it 26-7. In the fourth quarter, Dixie able to get a touchdown with 12:55 left in the game as George Kahui would just not say die, got the 5-yard run, got into the end zone. The point after attempt was blocked by Holdaway, by Tim Wagstaff's block. Point after attempt was blocked by Holdaway, and that kept it at 26-13. Then some key plays coming down the wire just took the play away from Dixie, including a key pass interference call on the offense, apparently on Anthony Savage, Doc Savage, not on Johnny Brown. We had it as Brown, number 9, but his number was somewhat obscured. It turned out to be on Doc Savage. Before we get to Coach Greg Croshaw, let's let him catch his breath after that loss. Charlie Hurley, some statistics.
Well, in the second half, Dixie dominated the game statistically. They outgained Snow 172 yards, only 69. And held the Badgers only 17 yards rushing in the second half. For the game, Dixie led in first down 17-15. They rushed 40 times for 190 yards compared to Snow's 69 yards. Passing, Dixie only had 101 yards to Snow's 237. Passing-wise, Snow was 13 for 29 with no interceptions. Dixie completed 6 for 21, also with no interceptions. Dixie only had one fumble in the second half and didn't lose it, so they wound up with 5 and only 2 losses for the game. Snow was fumbled twice and lost one of those. As a normal Dixie Snow game, penalties piled up quite easily in the second half. Dixie was penalized 11 times for 100 yards and Snow 13 times for 120 yards.
Thank you, Charlie. And Coach Greg Croshaw, two different ball games. First half and the first few minutes of the second half, and then from there on it was all Dixie.
Yeah, but you know, you have to play 60 minutes, and it's one of those games where you know what you have to do, but you just have to go out and do it. And we obviously didn't do that. I think that you know, we had a good idea and a good plan. We proved that with the ability of moving the ball. But big games are won and lost, I believe, with changes in momentum and emotion. And for the good most part of the first, or all the first half, and early in the start of the second half, we didn't have it. They had it. And they made no mistakes early and capitalized when we did and got ahead. And then when we finally did get a turnover, then it, you know, lit our fire, and I think the momentum shifted. And then it's just a matter of trying to get things done quickly because you're down 4 touchdowns and time's running out pretty quick.
Let's start a little bit with the Snow side of the field. Kevin White, his execution in the first half did a lot to your defense.
Yeah, and again, who knows what goes on through in kids' minds, but you know, we did exactly the same thing in the second half as we did in the first half, and the same things we practiced all week. So what the difference is, I can only believe that it's got to be with the flow of the game and the emotion and what's working. I think confidence has a great deal to do with it. obviously hit some big plays early, and, you know, hell, we're in a position to make an interception. Darren Lambert right there, and Snow Kid just takes the ball away from him. Instead of our ball with a big momentum going, it's their ball with a touchdown. And you know, those kind of things make you think you can do things that maybe you really can't. And as long as that momentum and enthusiasm's on your side, you're very tough to handle, because your confidence keeps building until something finally comes to turn that around, and it just didn't happen quite soon enough for us.
A couple of mistakes, fumbles early in the ball game cost you too. That gave Snow some momentum.
Oh, without any question. You know, we come out and run the ball like we thought we would, and then we're getting 8-10 yards of run, and a guy that hasn't fumbled all year, we give two, and he fumbles, and we lose the football. So you just, I don't know where you try to correct those things, because you never know. I mean, obviously, if we knew, we wouldn't call his number if we knew it was his turn to fumble. But you just never know, and you got to go with the kids that have got you this far. And you know, we try to do that, and then we come right back and are moving the ball again well. And you can't play a team like Snow on 2 of 4 downs. You can't fumble a snap, and even though you recover it, you've lost a down and a chance to maybe get a first down. But the kids, it's disappointing, because we've got a good enough football team to be sitting here undefeated, but yet you aren't, and that's the reality of the whole thing. And against good teams, you have to be able to play a full 60 minutes, because talent may not win out if they have equal amount of talent. So it's very difficult to look at our players and be sitting here 7-3 and thinking what could have been, but could haves don't get it done. It's what really is, and I think our problem has been that in the big ball games, we have yet to play 60 minutes.
No question about it. Snow is a quality ball club.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, you can't win 8-9 games and not have good players. They've got great size. They're by far the biggest team that we've seen. I think Kevin White does an excellent job. And, they're well coached. And today, they made one mistake, which hurt them. But seemed like every time we'd get a chance to get momentum turned, we'd kill ourselves. I don't know. We had, I think, two interceptions or a big third down play a couple of times. And end up with a penalty and lose the, give them a first down or lose the ball in one case. And you just, those things are hard to come back from in a good ball game like this.
Injury problems, Glenn Evans, Teddy Newman, how serious?
Well, we don't know. You know, it doesn't look very good right now. We lost Teddy Newman early which we were very disappointed in. And we lost Kafusi early, but he came back and played well. And, of course, Evans was... got hurt early, and I don't know what will happen there. So we're going into this last ball game, and I don't know for sure, probably till Monday, exactly where we'll be injury-wise. I think Kafusi will be all right, but Newman and Evans, I would say, are probably doubtful right now.
Dennis McGee also went out.
Yeah, I think Dennis is okay, too. He just got a little bit of a ding there, and we just didn't want to take any chances with him with some kind of a head injury. So I think he'll be okay, and there won't be any problem there.
Let's go back to some of the good things that happened for Dixie. The comeback, the character of the kids, it did turn the football game around in the second half.
Yeah, and that's they deserve a lot of credit for that. Like I say, the disappointing thing is that if you can do it in one half, there's no reason why you can't do it the whole game. And yet, there's always the other 11 guys out there on the other side trying to do their best to make sure things are going their way. But to play in the first half the way we did and which wasn't very impressive at all. It's a funny business. I've been in it all my life, and I'm not sure if you ever figure out exactly what goes on, but you can prepare and do the things you think you really believe you need to do to win and practice them all week. And then when you put it out in front of the people, sometimes different things take charge. And I think sometimes you can get too tight, and maybe that's our problem. We seem to want to win so bad that we're a little bit uptight and we have trouble executing early in the ball game, and you get behind and it's awfully tough to come back. But to show that kind of effort and that's a great character, I think, for these young guys as they go on and leave here and get out of athletics, that maybe when things get going a little bit tough, if they've learned a lesson, if they hang in there and keep battling it, that they can get the tide turned and maybe come out on top. I think that's a great lesson to be learned.
Couple of ball players that really deserve a pat on the back. Ephraim Tail, George Kahui. Kahui went both ways in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, Darren Lambert went down and had a big clot of dirt in his eye, and so we had to put George in there at free safety. And of course, we've had some running back injuries and forced to move those guys. And boy, they ran hard and just really did a fine job. And, And, you know, the effort and the attitude is tremendous. And I guess that's probably the most frustrating thing about it is to have those kind of people who are given that effort and yet, you know, not to be maybe successful as much as you think you'd like to be or you know you'd like to be, but you just don't quite get there.
Some key plays coming down the wire. Offensive pass interference in the corner. Almost a touchdown.
Yeah, that was a tough one. He was there, and, you know, we thought it was defensive interference. We're quite excited. And then, of course, you end up with, instead of first and 10 on about the 15, we end up with second and 25 or whatever it is, back clear near the 40. And that's very difficult. And one of those calls, I guess.